out of your road.
Thank you, Neville. Right, good morning, folks. My name's Tudia Mitchell, and some of you know me, and most of you know me, but I hail from the sunny north, Auckland, Virus Central. So, but it's been a while since I've been there, so I'm not contagious, even though there might be speculation on certain internet formats, but I am definitely not contagious. But what I would love to be is contagious for Jesus Christ. And what we're looking at today is what we call Connectin. And now last week, who was here last week? Any hands? Some people. Yeah, all right. So basically, we'll just do a brief of what Neville got up to last week. And Neville talked about reaching out. So, Nigel, can you put up the RBC Connect thing for us? So, yeah, that'll come up soon. So basically, we have three sort of aspects as a church or main focuses. So this is our website. And our mission as a church, what we would like to do is purposefully, we would like to, our mission would be to reach out to people. We want to reach out to our community with the gospel and acts of God's grace, his good grace to us. So what Neville talked about last week is that we have the image of God upon us. As Christians, we have Jesus Christ within us, and we are actually created in the image of God. So we are God's image bearer. And unfortunately, when things went awry in the Garden of Eden, sin entered the world, and that sort of disrupted things a bit, and we were alienated from God. And God made a way to reach back to us to make things better, to make things renewed in our fellowship with him. And ultimately ending up in Jesus Christ coming about 2,000 years ago, and his mission statement, Jesus' mission statement, was to seek and save the lost and reaching out. So part of last week was actually understanding that God reached out to us, and as he has reached out to us, then our mission, because we have been reached, is to reach out to others in our community. Basically, that's what missions is all about. He also said, have you got your cell phones? And he asked, how many people have you got contacts on your phone? And I think he had hundreds of contacts on his phone. It might have been 800 contacts, which is a crazy amount of people. But a lot of that was to do with his work. And he said, with that, the people that you have contact with on that list, he said, is there one person that you can pray for? Is there one person that you can actually connect with, reach out to? And he asked a question, what would the church look like if it was not outward looking? Right? If we weren't a church that was focused on mission and heading out, what would that look like if we weren't doing those things? And some people suggested it might look like a monastery. So basically building a wall. If this was our monastery, we wouldn't have doors. We'd probably have like a big gate that came down, and it would keep people in and keep people from going out, people coming in. And it would be a place of, well, it says no love. So basically it would be love for each other inside this little monastery, but it wouldn't be true love to our community. There's not a love in a rolling mall. They're quite vicious. I tended to keep away from those things. I just stayed on the sideline with the comb in my socks. So, yeah, stayed well away from those ugly guys that stayed in that Ford pack. Outward looking is imperative, and Neville said what we could do for reaching out is actually invite someone for a meal, and just a simple things, But it's something that even Jesus did. See, Jesus was accused of being what? Do you remember what Jesus was accused of? A friend of sinners and publicans or tax collectors, because Jesus went out and he had meals with people. He went to their place, he met with people, he reached out, he wasn't in some sort of monastery. And I remember the story where when Jesus was betrayed, Judas said, look, I tell you what, I know where Jesus is, and I'll point him out because he doesn't stand out from the crowd. I'll point him out by going up to him and I'll kiss him on the cheek, right, as a sign of welcome. And so he had to go out and actually show the guys who were going to arrest Jesus. He said, this is the guy. And completely different to the religious guys at the time, because, you know, they used to dress up real fancy. They wanted to show that they were super religious. But Jesus Christ wasn't, he didn't want any part of that. His true being came from who he was, not with what he looked like on the outside. So we can invite someone for a meal. Doing life together, just as Jesus did with sinners and tax collectors. And Neville also talked about adjusting our attitude, an attitude adjustment. Now, if you think to yourself, are you an extrovert or an introvert? Or you might be a bit of both. But sometimes that can help us, or sometimes it can trip us up in our relationships with people. Basically, someone said to me, do you find being around people gives you energy or drains you of energy? And that's a simple equation for figuring out if you're extrovert or introvert. I think I'm a bit of both. I like my own little space, but I also like being around people. So I'm a bit of a mix. But because of who we are doesn't give us an excuse not to do what God wants us to do. God asks us to reach out to our community, and we need to adjust our attitude. Neville talked about being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, making his teachings attractive. And he says that, Neville said that we are the church. This building is not the church. It's just a building that we meet in. And that's something that we need to remember. And also he pointed to our verse up here. 1 Corinthians 10:31, many moons ago, the eldership and the church decided this would be a great verse just to remind us what we do and what we get up to bring glory to God in all that we do. And truly, that should be what we do get up to. Right, Joe, can I get you to come up here, scrub that board, and Joe's going to just prep the board. She's going to write on, oh, sorry, Nigel, put that back up there. So she's going to write the reach out, the connect in, and the, was it grow up? Yeah, grow up, just three columns. And later on we get to brainstorm a little bit like we did this morning, just in your, well, the smaller groups now, but just in your groups. And we're going to have a quick discussion about what that looks like for Rosedale in our community. So connecting in, we have reached out into our community, and the natural progress is to continue in our relationships or our connections. And we are all believers of Jesus Christ. We are all part of what we call the church. Some of it, this is called like a local church, but in the body of Jesus Christ Universal, that is called the body of Christ or the church. And normally we gather together in this little building, and other people gather in their little buildings around the country. And we gather together and we make connection through activity. Now, just to keep everyone bright-eyed and awake, what are some of the activities that we get up to at Rosedale? Nev? Okay, so prayer breakfast happens. That's a men's prayer breakfast. which happens once a month, and it's well supported. Right, any other things that we do to connect with each other? Rosie? Awesome. Yeah, Wednesday morning. Fantastic. What other activities do we get up to? Bible studies? Yeah. So there was a search group that Paul used to do, and Paul's moved up to Christchurch now. But yeah, Bible study time, we get a time to connect. What other connection points do we have at Rosedale? What do we get up to? So, who said that one? Ah, thank you. Yep, seniors group. Yep. And I call that the seniors youth group, because you guys get up to some great stuff. It's really good. Right. Eating. Oh, well done. Yep. Yeah, so Girls and Boys Rally, that's every second week, and that's well supported. What other things do we do to connect together at Rosedale? Yep, music team. We have a practice, try and have a practice every second Monday or something like that, and then on Sunday mornings as well. Yep, Rosie? Yeah, awesome. So there's lots of activities that we do. We also run a youth group, I think a junior youth group. We have the kids out the back at the moment. There's all sorts of things that we get up to as a church. And connection will vary from church to church. Some churches might be very formal. It might be very distant, so you just turn up. As long as you turn up, sit in the seat, I can tick you off. You've done your bit, and we'll see you next week, right? So that's a very formal, distant church in my mind. Or it can be a very inclusive church. So some people might decide they want to sell stuff, and we'll go live in a campground or a facility somewhere, and we'll call it a church commune, right? We commune together, we can eat together, we'll work together, and we'll just have this nice community aspect somewhere out there, right? So there's varying degrees of church connection. At Rosedale, we're probably somewhere in the middle, I guess. It would be nicer to be more connected than not connected. And there's a verse in Acts chapter 2. So Nigel's going to bring that up. Well, it's actually about three or four verses. Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 47. Says, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to everyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So the early church, right, they were more that community-minded church, and they did things to support one another. So some connection points that we can grab out of this is that they looked after each other's needs. They had a daily connection. They had meals together, and they praised God together. Right? Quite simple. And the question is, can we do something like that now in our Rosedale Bible Chapel here in Invercargill? And as we learnt late last night, it is COVID season, lockdown season, yet again, level 2 for us, level 3 for up north. But it is a season to connect it in COVID. And a lot of people are like, I'm setting the barriers and I don't want to be infected from other people. But because people may have an idea that they want to protect themselves, they may also isolate themselves where they can't go out to the shops. They can't meet with people, all right? and it can be quite disruptive. And we have a season to connect with people in a different way. It could be called being neighbourly. I think that was the old saying, wasn't it? Be neighbourly and connect with people. So it's a great time to catch up, right? If you haven't seen so-and-so in church because, you know, they have a health problem and they can't meet with us, maybe it's just a great time to connect with them. You know, send them an email, give them a phone call. You might even be able to just walk past their house and wave to them and maybe talk across the fence or something like that. Just a great time to connect. And also meals. People might be struggling for meal time. Maybe it's a good time for sharing a meal. And ultimately, when we do go further down into our lockdowns, we might be back in Zoom church, right? I think the next stage after this, if we go to level 3, I think we're back into Zooming, right? So you can turn up in your PJs and all sorts of stuff. But we still try and make time to connect with each other, even though we can't connect with each other in person. Right, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. And a simple thing to do as a church is to remember these verses. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. How can I connect with people at Rosedale? Right? You might be visiting. You might be struggling to come to the concept of connecting. But how can I connect with people here in Rosedale and people in our community? Adjust our attitude. We need to encourage, to spur, and engage in meeting together. Quite simple, really. You don't have to be deep biblical, philosophical brain box or anything like that. You don't have to know your Bible inside out. You don't have to be a philosopher. The very simple things with connecting with people is engaging, encouraging, spurring one another on, encouraging one another. It's quite simple, really. God understands who we are, and in order to connect, he's given us some things to look at. Now, as a church, we try and connect with each other, but we also need to connect with God. And like Neville said, about 2 years ago, we had a reset as a church, and that desire of seeing church reaching out to community and also connecting with community and with each other and with God, to see every person connect with God in a real and personal way. Now, the biggest impact that you guys can have, that I can have on anyone that we come across, is to share our walk with Jesus Christ. To share our walk with Jesus Christ and encouraging them in their walk with Jesus Christ. Now, I've been to many churches over my years. It started when I was a young fella. I used to go to a Pacific Island church. I wasn't a Christian, but I had to go along because that's what Mum said we had to do. And I had to dress up in my Sunday whites back then, black pants and white shirt and things like that. Absolutely hated it. I enjoyed the food and enjoyed running around with the other kids. But apart from that, sitting in the church was terrible. And other churches I've been to since I've become a Christian have all varied. You know, they've been either conservative, more modern, but they've been different in their aspect of connecting. But the one thing I remember that sticks out vividly since I've been a Christian since I was 13 years old was that I met a guy in a service station in Ponsonby up in Auckland when I was about 22. And that encounter with that guy many years ago just blew my mind. This was a guy who was on fire for Jesus Christ. It made an impression on me. It made an impact on me. You know, because as back then, I guess just sort of ticking the boxes. You know, I did this and I did that. You know, went to church, ran, you know, youth groups and stuff like that. And, you know, it was almost like ticking a box thing. But he challenged me on, but what's your walk like with Jesus? You know, it doesn't matter how many boxes you tick. It's actually your personal walk with Jesus Christ. Because he says, when we come to him, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I think it was that spirit side of things that was sort of lacking in my life. And he engaged with me, he connected with me in such a way that he encouraged me to, you know, how is your walk with Jesus Christ? And it just made an impression that I still remember to this day. So an attitude adjustment must be made at times. And when we try and connect with God, you know, maybe we need a reset, we need a rethink. And part of that comes down to surrendering to God, you know, giving up who we are. You know, Jesus Christ came, God came to earth, he left heaven, he took on the form of a human being. He had, he didn't have an attitude adjustment because his attitude was fine, but he changed his surrounding. He left what was what we would call comfortable, and he came down to become something else. He chose to become part of his creation. And we need to understand that when we meet with God, we need to surrender ourselves and being changed from the inside to the outside. And too often we try to change the outside and hopefully the inside will catch up. But essentially God says, no, I've come to give you life and give you life in abundance. Like I said, as a young Christian, I sort of struggled with the do's and don'ts of Christianity, the tick boxes or the keeping of the law. And I found truly there wasn't a lot of living or a lot of being in Jesus Christ until I started to understand who Jesus Christ was in himself. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. So I was sitting on the fence. You know, I'd like to have a bit of this and a bit of that. And really, it's quite a painful place to be. You need to be either on one side or the other side. And God tells us that in his word. We are a new creation. Now, Romans 8:15 says that the spirit you have received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you received brought you about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. That understanding that in Jesus Christ, I am no more a slave to sin or to death, but he has set me free from those things. Those things don't have a hold on me anymore. Even though I might think, yeah, actually, I might like to do a little bit of that stuff, I'm not enslaved to that stuff anymore. And it's having that attitude adjustment. Who am I in Jesus Christ? How am I connecting with God? And it tells me that we can call God actually Abba or Father, just as you would call Dad or Mum. We have that relationship with God again. So, RBC in Invercargill, Rosedale Bible Chapel or Bible Church, we have the opportunity and the mandate from God to connect in together and to connect to him. Part of that connection is to have part of this vision that we have as Rosedale. Or vision planning. So what we're going to do very soon is we're going to hook into this. And part of that, what we're going to do is we're just going to brainstorm for 5 minutes. And I want you as groups, yeah, we can sort of do maybe two Well, just wherever's close, you can probably get three groups over there and maybe, I don't know, two or three groups here. Just find a natural group that you're going to be close to. And we're going to brainstorm on what it actually means as a church to reach out, to connect in, and to grow up as Rosedale Bible Chapel. So we've heard about some things that we already do at Rosedale. What I want you to do is think about what you would like to do, what we could do, what we should do, right? It can be the mainstream stuff. It can be some oddball out there, like extreme stuff, right? Just ideas on what it means to actually reach out to our community, what it means to connect in as a church and connecting into God, and then ultimately as we grow up as people in Jesus Christ. How can we make that work? All right, so we're going to take time to do that. And there was a verse that came to mind. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And part of the leadership team here at Rosedale is that we desire that, you know, as a church, we still have a vision. We still keep going on for Jesus Christ. We still keep going on for God. So if you'd like to just find a group now and then just have a quick brainstorm for 5 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll jot down some things as quick as we can. Great, thank you. Just find a group. Make a connection. Okay, folks, I don't know if that's a long 5 minutes or a short 5 minutes, but... haven't you? Yeah. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll start to jot things down, and if something is really burning and you don't have an opportunity to share it, I'll let you write it on the board after service. How about that? Right, or go see Neville or myself, and we can talk about some things. If it's like, yeah, this is a really, really, really great idea, and I think you guys should implement it, you just come talk to us. We'll write it down on the board. And, yeah, so that'll be good. So what are some of the things that we should be doing as a church? Like I said, it might be mainstream. It might be pretty out there. But, yeah, so let's have some ideas of reach. So let's go for this front group here. What are some things? Let's go reach, connect, grow. You just pick it. Yeah. So that's right. So briefly, yeah, we're trying to have about five groups, I think it is, in the church, and they're just a connect group. You know, how are things going? They're not a Bible study group or anything like that. It's just meeting each other's needs in a more personal way. Right. Anything else you want to add to that? All right, we'll keep going. Right, down the middle there. How'd you guys go? Yeah. Pass the introduction. Yep. Okay, so part of that is reach as well, isn't it? You're reaching out into areas that we wouldn't normally have access to. Okay, so you can put that in reach as well, youth ministries. Right, let's move across. What about down the back there? Any cool ideas? Okay, yep. So that's reach out and also a connection point as well. So, yeah, Jesus says to love our neighbours and to love God. So that's part of his mandate. Love our neighbours as ourselves. Right, moving down to the middle. Any suggestions in there? No, pretty quiet. All right, let's move up to the front. Any suggestions? Yep. Awesome. Right. So you got that one, Josie? Yep. Okay, cool. Right. Any other things? We'll go back to the first group. Any other ideas you're contemplating? Right. So one of the things that sort of springs to my mind, and I know Neville's talked about it, and is actually it's almost like a separation between church and community is Sunday. Sunday, the churchies go to church, or the Christians go to church. I call them churchies. Churchies go to church, and if you're not a churchie, you just do whatever you like, but don't go to church, right? So there's a separation there, or a barrier, or a wall, an invisible wall, and I don't know. It's just something that happens in our community. And so the thinking is, possibly, what about if you actually had an outreach on a Sunday? Whoa. You know, that's pretty out there. You're actually going out to where other people are doing activity, and they're not expecting churches to turn up on a Sunday, right? Just as Jesus Christ went out and he talked to sinners, to publicans, to tax collectors, and ridiculed because of that. So that's something that's out of the norm, is actually doing something. We talked about the fun run that happens from the beach to town. Maybe there's an opportunity there to wear T-shirts or to send a couple of fit guys out there like Andy. I might do the drinks or something like that. But you know what I mean? It's actually thinking outside the bubble. Where are some places that we can go that we don't normally go to? And it's just making connections in our daily lives is the main thing. Now, whatever we decide as a church group, right, we will not all agree, right? Some people go, oh, they didn't even listen to me. Or some people go, oh, yeah, they took that one and they ran with it. But there's several examples in the Bible. Acts 16 talks about the Macedonian call, where there was a desire to go to a place, to go to an area, and they sought to do the good thing. Let's go reach out. We want to reach out and go. But it says that the Spirit of the Lord stopped them from going to that area. And the Spirit of the Lord actually showed them, no, I want you to go to this area. So even though they were trying to do a good work, it didn't happen. And possibly the things that we come up with as a Rosedale Church might not happen. But we have to be listening to the Spirit of God. We have to be willing to understand where He wants us to go and when He wants us to go. We talk about seasons. It may be a season to reach out into, community A, but maybe that season might stop and we have to reach out into community B. Whatever the season is as a church, we still have to be led by the Spirit of God and we have to be led in faith. Now, Nigel's still there. So we're just going to end on this. This is about our values as a church. And it's just, again, just a pop in our minds. What we believe, and these are just basic points and structures. So we lead together, sola scriptura, the Bible is our authority, being Holy Spirit filled, we give to grow, so that's just not talking about money, but it's actually talking about of ourselves. We give of ourselves as we connect in, praying always, and this is pretty cool, because Viv, does the prayer link that we have, and she sends out prayer items all the time, so you don't have to just meet on a certain day at a certain time like some of the ladies do, but as part of that, it's growing that culture of praying together. We before me, so we try not to just do what I like to do, right? We need to be inclusive, real and authentic. That's very much part of being connected in. People understanding who you are in Jesus Christ. The worst thing that could possibly happen is someone turns up at the church door and they go, oh, I didn't know you were Christian. It's like, oh, no, I've failed. But so being real and authentic to people in our community, battleships and rescue boats. So sometimes a church can become more like a cruise liner. Right? You come in and everything's set out and this is just, this is great. But just remember that battleships refers to our spiritual battle, because we live in the spiritual realm, physical realm, but also the spiritual realm of the angels and demons and also the Spirit of God. And, that's what it means to be battleships, fighting for the gospel of Jesus Christ and also rescue boats. We want to be out there helping people, rescuing people. Through salvation, but also with the other aspects of physical needs. Christ-like, and what's the last one? Bridges, not barriers, right? The things that we do as a church, are they a barrier or a bridge? Just a simple thing, right? Will it bring people in or will it keep people out? Very simple. So those are some key things that that we do. And just remember this verse. Everything that we do as a church should be to bring glory to God in all that we say and all that we do. Right, thank you for your participation, and I pray that the Lord will bless your week. Please have a think about how we can continue to reach, connect, and grow as a church, And if you do have any, like, oh, man, that just hit me at 1 o'clock in the morning, right, ring Neville, let him know, right? Yeah, he'll do that, right? But just communicate with us, connect with us, and, yeah, we'll see what that looks like. Now, you will notice in the notices there actually is a planning time together. It's sort of a 5-year strategic plan. Where do we want to be as a church in 5 years? So we've got to aim at something, because if you don't aim at something, you'll hit it every time. Nothing. You'll hit nothing. So as a church, we want to put some things in place. And having ideas of what that might look like is a great thing. So please be involved with that. And please let us know what we can do together. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for just our time together. Thank you, Lord, that we have Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you have connected us in him. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us your spirit that indwells us. Thank you, Lord, that you desire that we meet with you and worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray that you'd help us to share Jesus Christ with those around us. May we live Jesus Christ to those around us, and may we give you glory and honor in everything we do as a church, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Thanks, Nev.
Thank you very much, Turia. Thank you. That was pretty involved, but covering a lot of ground, so appreciate that a lot. Two just late notices.